Hello and welcome to this service coming to you from North Nibley, St. Martin's Church, on this Easter Sunday. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Faithful one whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We've lived by the light of our own eyes as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect for today, Easter. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you've broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned and the way of to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. We have two readings this morning. The first one is from Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 43. Then Peter began to speak. I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the provinces of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Here endeth the lesson. And the gospel comes from John chapter 20, 1 to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one who Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realise that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week I was working with three local schools, two in Wootton and one in North Nibley, celebrating Easter. I wanted to give them permission, as it were, to believe in Jesus. So I told them about that chapter in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, where Susan and Peter, the two bigger Pevensey children, became worried about the well-being of the youngest sibling, Lucy, who had become obsessed with the idea that both she and Brother Edmund had visited a frozen world called Narnia through the back of a wardrobe. But she is very distressed because Edmund denies having been there, and Peter and Susan don't believe her. Peter and Susan go to the old professor with whom they are staying during the war, with the expectation that if they tell him their worries about Lucy, then he will write to Mother and she will know what to do. To their great surprise, the professor takes a very different view to theirs. "How do you know," he asked, "that your sister's story is not true?" "Oh, but Edmund said they had only been pretending." "That's a point," said the professor. "Does your experience lead you to regard your brother or your sister as the most reliable? I mean, which is the more reliable?" "Up until now, I would have said Lucy every time," said Peter. "But it can't be true," said Susan, "and we were afraid that it mightn't even be lying. We thought there might be something wrong with Lucy." "Madness, you mean?" said the professor quite coolly. "Oh, you can easily make your minds up about that. One only has to look at her and talk to her to see that she's not mad. Logic, said the professor to himself. Why don't they teach logic at these schools? Either your sister is telling lies, or she is mad, or she is telling the truth. You know that she doesn't tell lies, and it's obvious that she's not mad. For the moment, then, unless any further evidence turns up, we must assume that she is telling the truth. You can apply that logic to the gospel that we heard today. Either those first comers to the tomb that first Easter morning were lying, or they were mad, or they were telling the truth. The man who was my headmaster at Nibley Primary School was called Norman Gardner. He was strict, generous with his time and knowledge. He was funny at times, caring always, and very, very wise. Like Jesus and the professor, he found children more in the image of God than most adults. He was a lay preacher ordained at Gloucester Cathedral. I was in the front row with my mother when the bishop laid hands on him whilst he knelt there, eyes closed in deep, close communion with God. That had a huge effect on me, and I used to regularly watch him as he preached in the pulpit, this pulpit. And even as a young boy, I thought, well, if he believes in it, then it must be all right for me too. It was 40 years later that I finally applied the logic and discovered that it was all true. But, as I've told you many times, it had got to the point where I asked the principal of the theological college to throw me out because I still wasn't sure if God existed. Why am I telling you all this? Well, if you are an adult believer, then think yourself lucky. But make sure that you believe for the right reason. That is because you've searched for Jesus, not just assumed that you've always believed, which nobody has. If you're an adult who is searching for Jesus, then be childlike. By that, I mean be open to the logic, however out of this world that idea may seem. Jesus is out of this world, but not out of our lives. If you are a child, then think of someone inspiring like my headmaster was to me, who you know really does believe, and use them as an example to give yourself permission to think the unthinkable, that Jesus is real. Amen. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. And afterwards he appeared to his followers and to all apostles. This we have received and this we believe. Amen. We come to our time of prayers. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Those words by Robert Lowry. As the hymns we sing echo the joy we feel today, as together we celebrate the glorious resurrection, may our Easter exhilaration continue throughout the rest of our lives and show in the way that we live it out. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for a world that recognises Jesus as Lord, and imagine how changed it would be from free from hatred, violence, poverty and injustice, a place where all would live together in love and harmony. That would be heaven here on earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for families, friends and neighbours who've not yet recognised that Jesus died and rose again for everybody. Help them to see and realise the possibilities that accepting him into their lives will bring, not least the promise of life beyond the grave. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Just as the stone of Christ's tomb was rolled away, so roll away the stones of illness, despair, worry and fear, and pour the light and joy of his resurrection into their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, your love reaches beyond the grave to raise your Son to a triumphant resurrection. When we fear our death and the death of those we love, strengthen us in the knowledge that Christ has gone before us to reign with you, crowned with glory and honour. We pray for those departed this life, that they too may be raised with Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we go from this Easter Day service rejoicing, determined to live a resurrection life and show the world that we are your disciples. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. God has claimed us as his own. He has brought us out of darkness. He has made us light to the world. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The risen Christ came and stood amongst his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. Go forth to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you and those that you love this day and forevermore. Amen. I hope you have, all of you, a very joyous Easter day. Amen.